Hello, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And like we promised last week, today we have a new guest, Tiffany Reardon. She is the Associate Director for Retention Programs for Engineering Student Services. Welcome to the podcast, Tiffany. Tell us a little about yourself.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tiffany Reardon, and I work here at Berkeley in the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence, and I run the PREP program and the T-PREP program and several of our scholars programs.
Thank you, and thank you again for joining us today. This week, we wanted to give students some tips and some ideas for getting ahead this summer. Right now, they're in the middle of doing their Golden Bear advising, and I know that's probably taking up a lot of time, but as soon as they finish this, there's a couple months left before we actually start classes. And so I know you have programs that you specifically work with over the summer, but you have some excellent tips for students as well coming in of what they could do over the summer to keep going. Why do you think it's important for them to not just do nothing over the summer?
Okay, so that's actually a great question. So I guess maybe it would be helpful what to do and maybe what not to do. So what you should do is you should relax, pace yourself, get ready, you know, if you're relocating, if you're moving, enjoy your summer. At the same time, be productive in your summer. So be productive. There's a number of resources, free resources, that you can take advantage of online that will help you prepare. Now, as you mentioned, all of our incoming students are working on their Golden Bear advising. So at this point, they either know exactly what classes they're going to take or they kind of have a general idea. Listen to your ESS advisors, right? If your ESS advisor tells you, hey, maybe you might want to start in, you know, Math 1B, and you're saying, no, but I got this, you know, 5 on my AP, you know, exam, really maybe take what they say to heart. I know a lot of students that will say, well, you know, I'm going to AP out of all these classes, and I'm going to start in, say, Math 53 or Math 54. And so if you have an opportunity to take 1A or 1B and your advisor is telling you that that might be a better option, don't think of it as, you know, you've taken the AP class for nothing. Don't think of that at all. Think of it as your AP class is a great foundation that you have coming in, and taking a class at UC Berkeley will cement that foundation. Not only that, if you look at our course undergraduate guides, which are all available online, you'll see that they all start in Math 1A. So you're not right. Going to be behind. You're not going to be behind. You'll graduate on time. That's not an issue. A lot of students will say, well, I've AP'd out of everything. I actually have a couple of students that have contacted me and said that they're planning on taking classes over the at community college classes over the break. I wouldn't suggest doing that. Really, I wouldn't suggest doing that because, one, you're going to burn out by the time you know, any summer class you take, I don't care what the subject is, any summer class you take is going to be very, very condensed. It's going to be very, very rushed. And quite honestly, you know, you're really, you should be taking this time to learn things, but learn things not for the grade. Learn how to learn, and also think about how you best learn, right? So some students learn by visual learners. Some students learn by watching lectures. Some students are, you know, they learn by their tactile. It just depends on what your learning style is. A lot of our students that come to Berkeley as community college transfer students might think, you know, well, I'm ready to go, and I'm going to take a community college class, I'm going to take a Berkeley class, let's say EECS, for example. So a student that's majoring in EECS might say, well, I might as well just get 61 out of the way and get a head start. I don't think you should do that. And the reason why I don't think you should do that is because if you think about it, you're not going to be on track with your other incoming class and your other incoming cohort. And that's actually true. You know, if it were up to me, I would tell all of our incoming students, no, start classes in fall. Because we want to make sure that you have the cohort of students together that you will take classes with. And that's part of the reason why we don't do spring transfers in the College of Engineering. Spring transfers or freshman spring admits is because we want all of our students to come in together as a cohort. You're engineers. You have to learn to work together. That's something that, you know, to really consider.
And a lot of our students, or actually I think all of our students, at some point are going to have to take a coding class.
Yes.
Whether they're doing computer science or not, coding's important across the board. So if someone hasn't ever coded before, do you have something for them that they can do over the summer?
Absolutely. So there's a number of fantastic resources online, all free.
And we'll link to all of them on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu.
Yes. So we have all these links for you all to learn. There's a great book, which is Chris Pine's Learning to Code. This is a great book. It goes over Ruby on Rails. So if you get the Chris Pine book, you can get it on Amazon. It's not that expensive. You can probably even get a used copy. It's a great book because you can teach yourself Ruby, right? So you can spend the time, you know, during the summer pacing yourself. If you are going to be taking 61A in the fall, you'll be learning Python. This will give you some coding background. Now, maybe you have been coding, you know, since middle school, right? There's some students that have been coding for a long time. You can watch all of the lectures online. If you go to YouTube, there's many, many lectures that you can watch online. And I encourage you to do that so you can get used to what to expect in lecture. You're here in Berkeley, and the kind of the learning expectations and the professor-student experience is much, much different. As a transfer student from community college, as a student from high school, it's a much different experience. Your expectation in high school and your expectation in community college is that you are given information and you deliver an answer, a correct answer. Well, here at Berkeley, it's a bit different. In engineering, we are training you to be engineers, and engineers are problem solvers. And, you know, the way that you become a good problem solver is the methodology that you use to come up with the solution. So a lot of our students that work in technical jobs do very, very well on their technical interviews because they are used to this. They are used to the problem solving. That's why you've probably heard those funny questions that some of the tech industries give, you know, interview questions. Well, those interview questions might sound ridiculous. What they're asking is if you know how to problem solve.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what you need to learn. So those of you that, and I'm sure a lot of our engineers out there have always liked puzzle books and logic and stuff like that, do that. That's great. You know, keep that up. It's wonderful. Other resources that you can look at, aside from the past lectures online, there are test banks online as well, so you kind of get a sense of the questions. Coursera, Khan Academy. Khan Academy, if you're taking Math 54, you can take a linear algebra class online, or you can, you know, look up some linear algebra resources online. There's all amazing things to do, but I really encourage you not to take a class and not to enroll in a class, because really you want to start fresh here at Berkeley and you want to refresh, but it just really doesn't make sense for you to take a class. And you never know. Something could happen and, you know, maybe you don't do so well and then you get off to a bad start. And you don't want that.
And we want our students to keep their minds active and engaged, but we don't want them to be tired and overworked by the time they get here.
Yes, yes. We want you to be fresh when you get here in the fall.
And I know more so for our transfer students, maybe they could start thinking about putting a resume together. I know our career fairs kick off, I think, the first week of school we start having career fairs?
Yes. All of our students, whether they're transfer students or freshmen, especially our transfers, as you mentioned, our recruiters would love to come here on the first day of school if they could. Believe me, they have so many positions that they cannot fill. Get your resume ready. You can go look at the Career Center's website. They have some fantastic resume templates. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a fantastic resource. Connect with me on LinkedIn. It's a great resource. In the fall semester, when you get here, we're going to have an event called Cupcakes and Headshots, where we'll actually give you a free headshot that you can put on your LinkedIn profile. But take a look at some of the LinkedIn profiles and get used to that. Get used to documenting your achievements and look at some things that that other people have listed on their LinkedIn profiles. And, you know, think about what it is that you want to accomplish when you get here at Berkeley, you know, kind of why you're here coming to Berkeley. And, you know, again, I can't stress enough the need for talented engineers. And so your resume should really reflect all the achievements. So, you know, some students I talk to will say, well, I don't have anything to put on a resume. Okay. Every single admit that's listening to this, that's not true. You do have stuff to put on the resume. Remember your UC application that you wrote to get into this place? Okay, all the extracurricular activities, the work experience, the honors and awards, put those on your resume. For those of you that are, you know, saying, well, I'm only a high school student. Well, of course, you're an incoming freshman, right? Put those down. Transfer students, I know you've done a lot. I know you've done a lot at your community college. In addition, many of our transfer students are vets. Many of our transfer students are returning students. Many of our students have had careers, you know, maybe before coming to college. Put all of those things down. Take a look at your transfer application, and that's a great starting point to, you know, build your resume, your LinkedIn, you know, putting those together.
Because you have to remember the resume is like this living document. You're constantly going to be going in there and re-adding things to it, taking things off of it, making it better the more experiences that you get.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so get into the habit of doing that, because there's nothing worse than, you know, you have an opportunity that comes up and then you have to start from scratch. And given that you have this extended period of time where you're not taking classes, this is a great opportunity to work on your resume this summer. And we can also include the link to the resume templates from the Career Center, because those are really, really nice. They've done a lot of work in capturing those.
So really our point for today about summer preparation is not to over-prepare, but definitely take some time. If you don't know about coding, learn a little bit about coding. If you want to brush up on your mouse skills, then go take a look at some of the tests or listen to a lecture and brush up on some of your skills.
That's absolutely true. And we really look forward to seeing you in the fall. Come visit us in ESS. The center, which we have, is right across from where you'll meet your ESS advisor. We have tutors. We have workshops, the cupcakes and headshots. We have a lot of great stuff. Looking forward to meeting you all.
Thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, and we'll talk to you next time.